For the past few years, pianist Stuart Goodyear has been reconnecting to his musical roots through Beethoven. He performed all 32 of the composer's piano sonatas in a single day in 2011 and 2013, and then over four concerts last month. A stunt? A statement? Goodyear tells the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns it's more like a calling.
Isn't Stuart Goodyear that pianist who specializes in Gershwin? Typecasting rarely reflects what an artist can do. In truth, Goodyear has had a closer and longer relationship with Beethoven, whose piano sonatas are hugely different from each other and play like 16 chapters in an epic novel. When Goodyear had spent several seasons running around playing concertos that other people wanted, he realized he needed to immerse himself in Beethoven, both on stage and in the recording studio.
I felt, what on earth am I doing? There was something that was lost, the passion. So I went back to my childhood, to what inspired me to become a pianist in the first place.
Some pianists back off from Beethoven in awe. Not Stuart Goodyear. Even the gargantuan, enigmatic Hammer Clavier Sonata seems clear to him, starting from the grand first movement.
I felt like if one approached the first movement like a Baroque overture, like a homage to a Vivaldi, ba-bum, 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 it makes perfect sense. Then you have opera buffa in the second movement, which again has absolutely no good manners at all. That is almost slapstick. Then you have the ultimate declaration of heartbreak, of sadness.
Beethoven's metronome markings can seem insanely fast to some pianists. Maybe that's why the slow movement can seem so ponderous.
Instead of making the public cry, they make the public sleep.
He could go on all day, and he has, pianistically speaking, starting in 2011 when he played his first Beethoven sonatathon in his native Toronto. The very idea turned out to be oddly controversial.
They thought for some reason that I was cheapening the sonatas, which I found very, very hurtful when they were saying I was cheapening the music by presenting it in such a way as it was an athletic event, and that was the total opposite of what I was trying to do.
By the end, cheap was not how he felt. He wasn't even tired.
I felt reborn, you know, for real, I really did. And I was ready to do the cycle again.
Old school musicians believe in waiting until age 50 to take on the deeper, darker Beethoven. But Goodyear, now in his mid-30s, is of a generation that starts early with this stuff, giving Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms performances that are some of the best out there, though not always. But do masterpieces serve anyone when left on a high, barely reachable pedestal?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.